Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is David Mirkatani with Matt Chat. Today, I'm really excited to be joined by my friend, Olympic champion, two-time world champion, and the newly named National Developmental Freestyle Coach for USA Wrestling, Kevin Jackson. KJ, I know you're swamped. Thanks so much for carving a few minutes out for me today.
No problem, Dave. I appreciate you calling and being on your show.
No, it's my pleasure. I know you guys are getting ready to go to Finland and all these other things. I just kind of wanted to let you give people a quick update of what's going on with the cadet and world teams and how your role is going to work in this. So what's the timetable here for the next week or so for you guys?
Well, I'm with the junior team right now. We just finished up our world team training camp, and the guys had a great camp. I thought their attitudes were perfect, and they did everything we asked them to do, and they're just a special group of kids. But we're leaving tomorrow morning, 4:30 a.m. We take off for Denver's airport, and we fly out of Denver onto Helsinki, Finland. And so world championships are going to be the 1st and 2nd of August. And I think the guys are really ready for it. But there's a lot of things going on, Dave. I got the resident program. I got the cadets. I got the senior level program that I'm playing a role with. And so things are moving fast and furious.
Yeah. And, you know, we talked about this off air. It's kind of a crazy thing where you jump right into the middle of the fire, do your absolute best to help the USA and these kids achieve their goals. And then you kind of come back afterwards, reassess the situation. And then I assume you'd be working with folks like Joe Russell and Cody Bickley. Is that how it's going to go?
Oh, for sure. I've already worked close with guys, and Cody's just any questions I have and any problems or anything that I don't know from being away for so long, he just fills in the gaps and makes things a lot easier and a lot smoother for me. I've never worked with Joe Russell before, but I've known him for years. When he was an athlete, and then he was a coach at Minnesota. But he's just an outstanding man and a guy I'm going to really, really enjoy working with. And I think what Bill Zadik has done with this staff, between me and Joe and himself, I think it's a staff that's going to stay together for a while. And I know Bill's happy with the direction that he's taken us in.
Yeah, I got a chance to see Bill and Lincoln, and he kind of hinted that, he said, he goes, we definitely got the right guy for the job. And kind of had a big, big grin on his face. So, yeah, I know you're right about that. For those people that
Well, me and Bill go back a long ways. You know, Bill was a competitor on the scene when I was national coach. And, you know, he didn't have his best performance in the 2001 World Championships. And I convinced him to come out and join our resident program out in Colorado Springs. And he joined our program. And in 2006, he became a world champion. So he fulfilled his goal, fulfilled his mission. But we just always have gotten along. Even though he's a Hawkeye and I'm a Cyclone, we've always gotten along and we've always thought about the same way. And I think our philosophies are pretty similar. And on the technical scale, I think we teach a lot of the same stuff. And I think we know what it takes to be the best. And so it's exciting being at USA Wrestling and working with Bill and Joe, Cody and everybody else that's on USA Wrestling staff.
Yeah, for sure. And Andy Hamilton from track was up there shooting video at the training camp for the seniors. And he kind of said the same thing you did, whether you're a Cyclone or a Hawkeye or a Nittany Lion or a Cowboy. Everybody sets that aside when you're wearing USA on the front of your singlet. So it's a, and it's a cool story. You know, you helped Bill achieve his goal. For people that don't know, you were the resident coach from 98 to 2000. And you were the national freestyle coach from 2000 and 2008. So not only were you a world and Olympic champion, but you have literally been in the corner of guys like Cale Sanderson and Henry Cejudo, and you've coached next to guys like the legendary Bobby Douglas. I mean, I know you're not going to say this, but you're really just an unbelievable source of knowledge And I know personally, not only is that amazing, but just the energy and the approach that you have with these young men, it's impossible to have a bad day if they're getting to hang around with you. I mean, I know this firsthand. So where do you think that energy comes from that you look at life in such a positive way?
Well, first of all, Dave, you're making me blush. And secondly, I've always enjoyed you and your family, and you and Tori being roommates. I probably spent a little more time around you than I did those other freshmen when you guys got on Iowa State's campus. But, you know, obviously I have a passion. I have a love of sport. I've had great coaches. Like you said, you know, there's not too many coaches that I haven't, you know, been coached by that are, you know, that the opportunity to work alongside of pretty much, you know, every coach on the circuit right now, especially some of the more high profile coaches, some of the coaches that are at universities as head coaches now. I coached them during their world-class years and developed relationships with those guys. And so I've just had a heck of an opportunity to be around quality coaches, quality athletes that have now become coaches. And it's exciting to even hear and see sometimes the things that, you know, that I talk to them about, or some techniques that I shared with them, kind of hearing that same lingo that I use with them, hearing them use it with their current athletes. And so, you're right, Dave. I've been around a lot of good wrestlers and a lot of good coaches, and in wrestling world is just it's great to be a part of it. So I'm excited to be still a part of it at USA Wrestling.
Yeah, I just had Zeke Jones on a week ago, and I knew I was going to try to reach out to you and get you on. And to me, it's really interesting because Zeke went from being in that freestyle realm to coming obviously back to the college game. And now he's, you know, knee deep in the weeds at Arizona State and, you know, with the recruiting and, you know, everything that's involved with being a head coach. And obviously, you know, the joys and pains of that intimately. And, you know, and you're going in the opposite direction, and you really both, you started at USA Wrestling. Well, not started, but you were at USA Wrestling, then did the stint at Iowa State. Now you're coming back to USA Wrestling. From a guy on the outside, this is what I see, and tell me, you know, please correct me. I think when you're in college, whether anybody wants to admit it or not, the number one job you have to do is recruit great talent, and then you have to develop that talent, because it doesn't matter how great of a coach you are. If, you know, one or two or three schools are getting all the best kids, it's going to take a miracle to beat those guys on a consistent basis. At USA Wrestling, all the best guys come to you, and then it's a matter of just managing. I'm not saying it's easier. It's a completely different task, but it's a matter of managing egos and expectations and creating cooperation and synergies. Do I have any sort of, you know, correct view of this, or am I completely off base, or
how? No. I think you're right on top of it. I think you're, you know, right on top of the athletes that I have a chance to work with on a daily basis at USA Wrestling, and then, you know, some athletes that you bring into your program, reach program. You're not the very best kid in the country that you have to develop, that you have to mold. But the big thing in college coaching, for sure, and you know this as well as I do, and that's why these RTCs are popping up everywhere, is recruiting. If you get the best athlete, you're going to have a pretty good chance. When you look at the teams that have won over the past few years, and you look at, you know, when, you know, you can go back to when Tom Brands, you know, first got to Iowa. He had some good guys, he brought up Virginia Tech, pretty good. I mean, Iowa, but I'm pretty sure that the kids there are wonderful. If you look at the past of being in national championships, and you look at the overall roster of guys who are throwing out there, those guys were like the guys on the junior level at the junior world team. They were already real good. And you put them into a program with a coach that's motivated. I think your point is well taken about, you know, the athletes that I'm going to have a chance to work with at USA Wrestling, and some of the athletes that I might have worked with when I was in college or some of the other colleges, the athletes that they're working with. My point is that the team that's winning the best national championship now, they're getting the best kid. They're getting the number one. They're getting the kid that I'm working with, these junior level world team members. And so that makes it a little easier. So really, in college, recruiting is a game, and more so than developing a kid. Because they're coming in there motivated. They're coming in there just like now. I have my hands in the junior world team. All I have to do is point them in the right direction, and they're going to go out there and go to war. And that's what you see with the teams that are winning national championships now. They have the very best in the country, there were number ones coming into college, and there weren't going to be worse. So it's going to be interesting and beating their old eyes. And probably that's a chance.
Yeah, I think you're also, you know, dealing with a lot less, you know, you're not having to babysit these guys as much. I mean, the guys that are at the world, you know, making national teams and trying to be world champions, they're not guys that you got to worry about them drinking and smoking and beating people up and doing any of the wrong things that, that you know, it's sort of the funnel of knuckleheads that kind of get out of the way. So, I mean.
No, you're exactly right. Didn't mean to cut you off, but you're exactly right, and I think that was a challenge. That's the challenge of the collegiate job, is the management of 17 to 23-year-olds. is something that I don't have to deal with, and I'm happy about that. So you're exactly right. So that is the biggest difference between USA Wrestling and working a collegiate job.
Well, you know, I coached in junior college for a long time, and I always told people that the best 2.5-3 hours of the day are when the guys are in the room. And you're just praying to God every night that your phone doesn't ring after 11 o'clock at night, because it's never good news in that situation where, you know, up there at the OTC, if somebody's calling you at 11 o'clock at night, it's probably because they want to watch tape or get another workout in or, you know, something positive instead of something negative. And I think, you know, all the garbage that goes with dealing with that stuff really wears you down. And I think this has got to be almost just a joyful position for you just to be able to pass along your attitude and your knowledge and just help these guys achieve their goals.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Dave. Chris Pendleton was just saying the other day that these guys are, you know, they're no work at all. You know, they're no maintenance. You know, you have those high maintenance kids, and these kids that we have that I'm working with, and even the cadet team, they've been no maintenance. And so so definitely that's the difference in the two jobs for sure.
Yeah. And I just want to tell these guys, if any of them are listening, like, I know, you know, when you get around guys that are legends, and I mean, I was, you know, shy as hell when I got around you back when I was 17, you know, now I'm going to be 47 tomorrow. Now I'm not as scared to talk to you, but 30 years will do that for you. But I would really encourage these guys. I mean, you're literally one of the most approachable guys I've ever met in my life that has the not only athletic resume, but coaching resume that you do. And you're also the kind of guy that, I mean, I remember in practice, if, you know, I couldn't do the move the way you did it, but you knew I had to get it right, you'd find somebody else to teach it another way. So, I mean, I really hope, I know USA Wrestling understands what they're getting in you. I hope that the rest of the guys do as well. Where's that attitude come from where you don't, I know a lot of people that are successful that feel like they have to act like they know it all. Why are you so comfortable not being that way?
Well, you know, I've been around great people. I've been around great coaches. This wrestling has done a lot for me in my life and my family. But the passion, the love, the respect I have for the game, the respect I have for the sport and what it's done for me and what it continues to do for me, I think I carry that with me every day. And I was raised to, you know, to try my best and go hard and try to win championships, but also to recognize the bigger, more important things in life. And wrestling is only sport, but it can teach us a heck of a lot. And I think what I try to portray is everything that wrestling's taught me.
It's really well said. And it's not only well said, but you can tell if somebody's been around you for even a day or two, they can tell that's actually how you live your life. I know you only got a few more minutes. I just want to touch real quickly on the junior team in freestyle. Malik Heinzelman, Dayton Fix, Mitch McKee, Ryan Deacon, Mark Hall, Zahid Valencia, Colin Moore, Gable Stevenson. I mean, you've been around, I mean, mostly a lot of senior level teams, but you look at this team, you know, you're kind of getting your hands on them a little bit. What, you know, how excited are you about these guys?
Hey, I would like to have these guys in a college room. If I had this team.
You could forfeit the other two weights and win nationals, KJ.
If I had this team, dude, I'd probably be in Iowa State for 20 years.
At least five.
At least get you right. Hey, at least five. At least five.
Brother.
Yeah. But these kids can wrestle. On a serious note, these kids can wrestle. They're highly motivated. They're intelligent. They're humble. You know, they're no maintenance kids, and they want to be great, man. They want to be world champions, and not only do they want to be world champions, they aspire to be Olympic champions. And so they're climbing that ladder, and junior level world champions become senior level world champions. I truly believe that because it's fact, and it happens that way. And so we got Mark Hall that's already got a couple of junior level titles or a cadet in a junior level title. You got Sticks that's been in the mix. You got Gable Stevenson that's dominated the cadet level at the world championships. Malik has wrestled at the cadet level. Now he's moving on to the junior level. Colin Moore, you know, outstanding freshman year at Ohio State. He's seen the world championships before, and he knows what to expect, so we expect great things out of him. And Zahid has been in the mix of world championships. The only newcomer really is Ryan Deacon and the kid can wrestle. I mean, he dominated at the trials, and so it's fun and exciting to be around these guys, and I don't let them forget how tough it's going to be to win a world championship. As good as you are, it's going to be very, very tough to take home that gold medal. It's going to be a war. And the best thing that I know is that the one thing I know about these guys is that they're ready to go to war. So it's an exciting time for me.
I think these guys are truly blessed because you're right. They are no or low maintenance. I'm friends with Derek Fix. I know Dayton. I actually coached a kid against Malik Heinzelman in the trial finals. And that kid is legit. And obviously most of these other guys are in college and have had huge success already at the D1 level. People, you know, really know about them. I think the blessing they have is they look at a guy like you, and if you go, this works, well, it worked for you as an athlete. But then some people go, yeah, but it's different now. Well, but it worked for you as a coach. You know, you coached the highest level guys, the world titles, Olympic titles. You know, and then on top of that, you're a high energy guy and you're just a really cool dude to hang out with. I know you're going to, you don't have a lot more time, KJ, but what else should we know about the trip? I mean, Track Wrestling's actually streaming all this. So what else can you kind of give our listeners kind of a flavor for as you get ready to take off tomorrow?
Well, I just think that it's going to be an exciting tournament for our junior team. You know, I'm part of the whirlwind a little bit, you know, I'm focusing on the junior team because that's what's at hand right now. But I come back on the 3rd of August. We have our working training camp. I head over to Germany to be with the senior level guys in our preparation for the world championship. And it's just Bill was at it for those guys. And then we get back to Paris, and I take the guys over to Greece, the cadet kids over to Greece. And so it's a lot of international travel. It's an exciting time for the country. This is the best time of year for me because you get to see the highest level of wrestling at every single level. And so it's fun. It's fun right now, but I can't wait for it to die down a little bit so I can really wrap my hands around, you know, the OTC and the things that need to be done within the wrestling program here in Colorado Springs as well.
Well, I know it's going to be a whirlwind for you for the next 5-6 weeks, KJ, and I totally appreciate you coming on the show. I'd love to talk to you again in September when things have kind of died down and you've got the roadmap laid out and you could come on the show and talk to people more about, okay, now that we're not sprinting 1,000 miles an hour, here's what we're going to do to upgrade things, you know, try to make us the best, you know, team in the world at the developmental level. So, I know you'll carve out time for us. You've always been so generous that way. I want to, first of all, congratulate you on the job. I can hear in your voice how excited you are. And as a guy that was a mentor to me, I'm super happy for you. Number 2, wish you the best of luck and safe travels. And 3, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, David, it's been a pleasure, and you know, I got love for you and your family. You guys have always treated me great, and always give your mom a hug when I see her. So.
For sure, man. She loves you too.
Thanks for having me on the show, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the great Kevin Jackson. I'm David Maricatani. This was Matt Chat. Speak to y'all next week.
Is part of the Matt Talk Podcast Network. For more wrestling podcasts, head over to matttalkonline.com.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.